Let's see a show of hands. Who likes cooking shows? I know I do. Next question. When you watch one, does it make you hungry? Yes, of course it does. I want to eat what they're making, and sometimes I get inspired to cook. I said sometimes. My family can get caught up in a good cooking show. Some are relaxing, like the pioneer woman cooking up some comfort on the farm, while others are more nail-biting, like Iron Chef competitions or Chopped, where they must incorporate crazy ingredients while the clock is ticking. Some are adventurous and take you to restaurants across the country to discover famous local eateries. Then there are the cake wars and cupcake showdowns that my girls love. We can binge watch those for hours and walk away craving buttercream. My oldest daughter loves those tasty videos that are quick and easy to watch on YouTube. She watched one on how to make homemade biscuits, and she wanted to try it. The video made it look so easy and, well, tasty, so she asked if we could have biscuits for dinner. Well, I'm not one to turn down someone wanting to make me biscuits, so she did, and they were really good. What began as entertainment, or maybe even a curiosity, turned into a craving and a desire to replicate what was seen or what someone else did. Something looks good and we want to try it and find out for ourselves if it really satisfies. When Jesus walked this earth and began his ministry, people took notice. Everywhere he went, he revealed more of himself, more of the Father's love, and met the lost and hurting right where they were. Matthew tells us he went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news, and healing every disease and sickness. His message was different than anything they had seen or heard. They were curious if it really satisfied. Jesus is the bread of life. He said, "Come to me, you'll never hunger. Believe in me, you'll never thirst." I love the references to food and water. He knows we crave food, we get hangry, and have these desires and even addictions that we search daily to fulfill. King David put it this way, Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." Taste and see. I love this so much, and it reminds me of those cooking shows. It's like David is saying, "Hey, I've tried all the wild ingredients of this life. I've tried to make it all work on my own, but nothing satisfies like Jesus. Take my word for it. Look at my life. Follow this recipe for peace, joy, and contentment. Take refuge in him if you're afraid. Taste and see that he is able. He is good." Can you say that to those around you? "Hey, taste and see what I've discovered." Are people watching our lives, seeing it as good and wanting what we have? Friends, if we know Jesus, we are the salt of the earth. The flavor of our life should be abundant and overflowing to the point that empty, craving hearts take notice and desire to taste and see the Jesus in us that makes the difference. That's the truth. Live and love like Jesus. Be the salt of the earth. And when someone wants to know where your joy and peace come from, be ready to share the recipe. I'm Lori Klein.